I didn't believe it for a second. But I'd said my piece, so I left in the same whirlwind of bad temper that I'd entered. I forced myself to breathe deep on the stairs and cross the street with a calmness I didn't feel. I pulled out of the parking space and very slowly, very carefully, drove away. It was still early in the day, but I'd lost my energy for the hunt. My car headed home of its own volition, and next thing I knew, I was in my parking lot. I locked up, climbed the stairs to my apartment, flopped down on the bed, and assumed my thinking position. I woke up at 3 and felt better. While I was sleeping, my mind had obviously been hard at work finding secluded repositories for my latest collection of depressing thoughts. They were still with me, but they were no longer forcefully pressing against my forehead. I made myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, gave a bite of it to Rex, and scarfed the rest down while I accessed Morelli's messages. A photo studio had called with an offer of a free 8x10 if Morelli came in for a sitting. Someone wanted to sell him light bulbs, and Charlene called with an indecent suggestion, did some heavy panting, and either had a hell of an orgasm or else stepped on her cat's tail. Unfortunately, she also ran the tape out, so there were no more messages. It was just as well. I couldn't have managed listening to much more. I was straightening the kitchen when the phone rang and the machine picked it up. "Are you listening, Stephanie? Are you home? I saw you talking to Lula and Jackie today. Saw you drinking beer with them. I didn't like that, Stephanie. Made me feel bad. Made me feel like you liked them better than me. Made me angry because you don't want what the champ want to give you. Maybe I'll give you a present, Stephanie. Maybe I'll deliver it to your door when you're sleeping. Would you like that? All women like presents. Especially the kind of presents the champ gives. Gonna be a surprise, Stephanie. Gonna be just for you." With that promise ringing in my ears, I made sure my gun and my bullets were in my pocketbook, and I took off for Sonny's. I got there at 4 and waited in the lot until Eddie showed up at 4:15.